So, starting by checking in with the posture, feeling the seat, feeling the uprightness of the upper body. There's a little lumbar arch, just enough to give the support to the spine. There's a little sort of almost like a flare to the back of the shoulders. The shoulders themselves are back just a little bit, and the head is expanding upwards, so the back of the head is lifting, then the back of the neck is also expanding. I don't know whether you can tune into this, but it's a little bit like the sort of flare of a cobra, that right around the back of the shoulders, back of the neck, with the head just slightly inclining forward, but really that's more of an expansion in the back of the neck, back of the head. Yes, maybe you can taste that a bit, and make sure that that's aligned over the seat. Or at least make sure that the whole upper body is aligned in such a way that it's balanced. So this upper portion of shoulders, neck, head is where it needs to be. It may be a little further back than we're used to, possibly, but where it needs to be so that the whole upper body is balanced. And we're really feeling out for relaxation, that muscles in the core aren't needing to engage because we're balanced. And as we're finding more balance, we're finding more letting go, more relaxing. So all the many small muscles in the head, in the skull and face, sides of the skull, they can start to relax. An easy place to tune into those is the jaw, by slackening the jaw. You may be able to spread that letting go around or through the head. It can be a really quite a significant sense of relief just to have the head relax its many muscles, many small muscles. For example, there's 18 small muscles just around the mouth. Giving all those segments of the skull a chance to rest, settle, relax, as the whole scalp softens, starts to melt. The whole case of the skull with all its bones, finding some rest. And sure, coming down through throat, soft throat, letting chest melt down through midriff, melt down through belly into the seat, all a bit more fluid, and on down through upper legs, lower legs, and feet into the floor, into the earth. Entrusting ourselves to the earth. So we can sit with a sense of the body, an awareness of body sensation as a whole. We can also sit with a sense of the space within the body, almost sort of seeing the body as a clear space. And we can broaden that sense of space to the auditory field so that there's a sense of space around us in which sounds arise, and that that space is sort of one with the space within the body. So there's a big space kind of thing where all sense experience shows up, both sounds and body sensations. So let's just track a little bit within the more central zone of that space, which would equate with the trunk of the body, and just lightly just get a read on what energies we can detect. Maybe we find there's a sort of slight buzz of energy down in the belly or something, you know, maybe left side or right side. Maybe there's some tightening going on of some kind in the midriff. Maybe there's some density in the chest or something, you know, just tracking through the trunk and seeing if we can detect wisps of energy that may be subtle or more definite. Now, they may be pleasant, they may seem unpleasant, but we welcome them all equally. So we're providing a space of awareness where really all possible body energies are getting a warm welcome. They're being given a refuge and a home. It's quite possible to find, actually, that once we tune in to how it is to offer a home and a refuge, a shelter, a warm welcome to any of these kinds of energies, the ones that had seemed unpleasant may stop being unpleasant. And the ones that sometimes we get quite strongly pleasant ones that can almost have a little bit of extra excitement in them, and they can just kind of calm down a little bit because they're in a kind of in a safe home, so to speak. So really the process is tracking, seeing what we find, and staying aware of it and meeting it with a tender, warm, compassionate welcome. Giving it space to sort of be as it is.